Blog Talk Radio.
And gentlemen, this is your boy Deacon Chauncey Odom. Welcome to the hottest blog talk radio show, The Barbershop. Thank you. Yes, we are back. Before we get started, let's go into prayer and read our scripture, and then I can just go from there, and I can tell you know what you can look forward to in the new coming show, Brothers to Brothers. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activities of our limb. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. God, we thank you for how you kept us covered in your blood as we slept last night, as we went around today doing the things that we have to do. God, we just asking you to keep covering us, God, protecting us from those evil things that's out there, God. Anything that's not of you, God, that's in our life, God, we're asking you to remove it in the name of Jesus. God, we're asking you to go touch that person that lost a loved one as we speak right now. Send your angels of comfortness, God. We even asking you to touch the ones that are homeless, God. We even asking you to let somebody bless them with shelter, God. We even want you to go and touch the ones that are addicted to drugs, God. Take that taste out their mouth, their nose, and stop them from touching those needles and harming themselves, God. We even asking you to cover our children, God. We know it's a lot of wicked things going on out here in this world, God, and we're asking you to strengthen them right now, God. God, we even asking you to touch all men that's listening on Facebook and wherever they are listening, God, even the call-ins, God. We even asking you right now tonight, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us right now, Lord. Give us the strength and your wisdom, God, that we can be what you call us to be, which is great. You call of men. God, you left us to take care of the land, God, and we need you right now, Lord Jesus. We need each other. God, give us the strength to tell another brother that we love them, God. Give us the strength to be there to support them, God, because we know we go through things, God, but people think because we are mean, we don't have no emotions. We don't have no feelings, God, but we asking you for your comfort, God. We asking you for your wisdom. We asking you from your strength. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture today, which is going to be our foundation for this show, Proverbs 27 and 17. Again, Proverbs 27, 17, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpeth the countenance of his friend. Again, Proverbs 27 and 17, and it reads, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpeth the countenance of his friend. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come hang out with us today. Yes, the barbershop is back. It's been, if only you knew, but it's time to come back. It's time for us to get things right, do things right. And the new show we have today is called Brothers to Brothers. Brothers to Brothers is a show where all brothers from different races will come together to encourage each other. This is where all men come in, you know, all men can come to express themselves and talk about everyday issues and show each other love, lift each other up, because we know right now we live in our last days where we don't understand or we're not comprehending what's going on. And it's time for us to get back to where we need to be. And I just want to thank you, and I want to thank God first for giving me this opportunity to come back. I know it's been a up and down situation, just won't end to it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I just won't end to it. And for some reason, it's time to get back to encourage men to stay strong. Because us as men, we really don't have nowhere we can turn to and no one we can count on, especially when we want to, you know, reach another brother. You know, we've been taught that not to cry. We ain't supposed to show our emotions. We're not supposed to do this. We're not supposed to do that. But this is a show where we can learn from each other. We can encourage one another. We can love one another and, you know, and help each other out, because in this days and time that as men, we do need each other. You know, the devil is running havoc. He's doing what he wanted to. He's trying to destroy our family. He's trying to take our kids. He's trying to take our marriage. He's even trying to take us out the picture completely. And this is not the way God ordained things to happen. But we know the enemy is going to come and try to destroy us and take us away. It's going to be a lot of things that we're going to talk about. It's going to be things that's going to be real emotion. It's going to be things that is going to make us cry. It's going to be some things that we're going to laugh. It's going to strengthen us. It's going to encourage us. But the main thing is, as men, when we come together, we have to be vulnerable. We have to take off the hats that, you know, that we walk with or that we carry, titles that we carry, and just come as a man, as a brother to another man, not biological, but we are brothers in God's eye, because we are his children no matter what the situation is. We have to be there for one another. And it's time for us men, including me, to take our rightful place back and do what we're supposed to. Again, this is not a black and white thing. This is a man thing. This is when brothers need to come together and sit down and talk things out and see how can we help each other. How can we encourage one another? How can we show each other love and support? Because, like again, I said, this is what we really need. We really need this. There's too much stuff going on these days. And, you know, as being married, the enemy doesn't like marriages. He's going to attack the family. He don't want nobody to have a happy home or a happy marriage or relationship with Christ. And we as men need to step up and do what we're supposed to. And this is me, including myself as well. I'm not perfect. I'm not claiming to be perfect. I know I make mistakes. And a part of growing, you're going to make mistakes. It's just, are you going to learn from your mistakes? These are the things that we're going to do when we come together. It's going to be on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. I know some might not be able to make it because they have Bible studies, well, but to the ones who can make it, come and join. I think when we come together and we interact with one another and have different opinions about things in life, it will be more helpful, you know, because this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to come together and uplift one another. And on this show, we're going to have guest speakers. We're going to talk about business. First of all, we're going to talk about Christ, point blank, you know, because our foundation scripture is Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So this is where we can come together and help one another. It doesn't have to be monetary. It could be a shoulder or ear or something like that where a brother's going through something and we can sit here and we, you know, help each other out. You know, this is for men only. I will go back to doing the barbershop where everyone is involved. We're still in the process of trying to do a couple of more shows, but we're going to just take it one step at a time. Right now, it's brothers to brothers. And this has been needed for a long time. Again, you know, like I said, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. You know, and I can go on with my testimony about things I've done, what God has done for me. It's not been easy. I'm still growing. I still get boggled. I still, you know, I'm human. But I can't say that I hold myself accountable for anything that I've done wrong. And that's what us as men are supposed to do. We as men, we're supposed to hold our brother accountable for what we're doing. Not beat him up, tear him down. They get enough of done. I'm just sorry. They get enough of that from women. Tearing us down and beating us up. But as a man to another man, we're not supposed to beat our brother down. We're supposed to uplift him. We're supposed to help him up. And this is just my opinion. If us as men were to come together like a chain on a bicycle and link arms to arms, you know, it's a lot of things that we can get accomplished in this earth. We have the power to do these things. We actually do. The power in our tongue, we can speak curse or we can speak life. We're going to get down deep into some stuff that's going to make us think. That's going to make us reach out to another brother. And that's one thing I want. I'm seeking God to, you know, send the right men that's going to help, you know, that need it. And don't have nowhere to turn to. And that's one of the things that we need. Excuse me. That's one thing that we need. We need each other. You know, we can't sit here and say we don't need each other. We really do. Because if we want to go where God is trying to take us, he going to send the right people to help us. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of things that we're going to talk about that we're going to get down into it. One thing I know we're going to talk about, therapy, mental issues, mental health. That stuff is real. People take it as a joke. And me speaking from experience, there's nothing wrong with seeking therapy. I seek a therapist. And to me, it helped me out a lot. You know, sometimes we need to talk to somebody that, you know, that, well, first of all, I pray that God give me the right person, the right therapist to sit down and talk to and be able to be vulnerable and learn from the mistakes and stuff that I done or what I went through, holding so much baggage and so much drama, so much trauma. We have to seek help. There's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, we don't have to put on that Superman, throw our chest and put that cape on. There's nothing wrong with seeking help. There's nothing wrong. because we need it. Don't let nobody tell you that you don't need no help. Oh, no, you all good. Sometimes things you just have to get off your chest, because if you don't, you're hurting yourself more than anything. Again, we're going to get down into some deep stuff. We're going to have some, again, we're going to have some special guests. I'm going to try to put some round tables together where we can get brothers from all nationalities, all race, and we can just sit down and we can talk and enjoy the conversation and learn from one another. And it's one thing about here, we're not here to beat each other up. We're not here to judge no one. That's one thing we will not tolerate on this show, that we're here to belittle somebody or down them or kick them when they down or judge them. You know, those things are not going to happen here. Because in order for us to grow, we have to be open-minded. We have to understand, you know, if we're going to agree to disagree. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of stuff. We're going to talk about it. Like I said, the same way we go to the barbershop and get our hair cut, we hanging out with the boys in the barbershop. But we keep it clean here. We can still carry on a conversation. Don't have to be nasty to one another and do all this cussing and stuff like that. Respect one another. Respect yourself. Respect the Lord. You know, we're going to have fun. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to joke. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. I've always said, if women can have their little book clubs, their women's night out and stuff like that, why the men can't have it? Well, first of all, we already know, because you got so many that's jealous, and the first thing they think, oh, you know, we fuddy-duddies, or, you know, this ain't what a man's supposed to do. But if sometimes we need someone from the outside that we can talk to, women have their friends they can confide in. Why the brothers can't have another brother to confide in? See, you know, it's not going to make you less of a man. It's not going to make you punk. It's not going to make you weak. I will respect you if you came and said, look, brother, I'm going through some stuff right now. I just want to get things off of my chest before, you know, I do something that I don't have no business doing or say something to hurt somebody's feelings. Because once you say those words or do those things you've done, you can't take it back. You can ask for forgiveness. You can apologize. But the damage is already done if you hurt that person or you said some harsh things to them. Even if you've done some things to yourself trying to take your own life. When it comes to the mental issues, we're going to talk about that too. I'm really seeking I get someone that's a man that's in the medical field, know a lot about mental issues. You know, how to deal with family that has those mental issues. How do we deal with our kids going through with mental, you know, issues? What we supposed to do, you know, we got daughters. We got to educate them on about how to protect themselves, or, you know, let them know about going out there in that world. You know, don't be by yourself, because we know these days now, you got to be careful. And I tell my wife, you know, if you go out by yourself, watch, you know, your surroundings. And I put it on Facebook, just not for my wife, but for other women. I got sisters, aunts, grandmas, and, you know, sister-in-laws and all that stuff. You know, we want to educate and, you know, protect our women, because they're disappearing left and right. You know, men getting upset because of this and this and want to take their woman's life. Well, you got women out here taking each other's life. You know, we got to be careful. You know, we have to be careful. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of things that we're going to dig deep into. This is just an introduction. You know, I want to do an introduction just to get the feel of how long it's been and what I miss doing. To be honest, you know, usually I would be nervous about when I do something, but this time I'm not nervous anymore. And this time I'm promising myself that I won't stop regardless of whether nobody listening or not. I have to keep pushing. I have to use the gift that God has given me. And I got to be an example. You know, like I said, this is going to be, my expectation of this show is to reach the brothers, help them, encourage them, love on them, show them that, hey, you know, it's another brother there for you if you need the help. You know, because we have to step back up. Even with me, I got to step my game up. I got to step it up some more. You know, I really do. There's a lot of stuff that I know that I got to get back into to doing things, and I'm looking forward to it, and I promise myself that I'm going to do it. I'm not going to go back to being stagnant. It's not fair to me, to God, to my family, to my wife, my kids. I can't do that anymore. And this is, you know, where I like doing. I like encouraging one another. I like encouraging people. We all need some encouragement. We all need someone that's in our corner, you know, not just at home with our wife or girlfriends, you know, best friend. We need that, period. Because we living in the last days. People don't want to believe it, but we are. There's nothing wrong with having a relationship with Christ. I'm trying to rebuild my relationship with him. Because I'm going to need him, because I just want this show, not just for this show, but for me personally, I need him more than I ever need him before. You know, because I'm, like I said, I'm speaking to me as well. It's time to stop playing games. It's time to do what God called me to do. And this right here is going to prepare me for the bigger things in life that he has for me. We have to start somewhere, and this is a good place where we can educate each other, that we can learn from one another, that we can support one another, that we can show love from one another. You know, but this is just the introduction to the barbershop. The show is called Brothers to Brothers. Again, Brothers to Brothers is a show where all brothers from different races come together to encourage each other, to love on each other, to learn from one another. Again, our foundation scripture is going to be Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And we're going to talk about everyday issues. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about finance. I'm telling you, entrepreneur. You know, we're going to talk about a lot of this stuff. Because as men, we want to be able to leave a legacy for our kids. Leave them set up where they won't have to depend on the government. Because we already know the way things going now. We're going to need Jesus and other brothers to help us get where we need to go on, without being jealous, having envy, mad and upset because this one doing that one. But we got to be that brother like, how did you get this? Show me. Teach me. But you got to be teachable. And if you got something against your brother, you need to go ahead and work it out now and get down to the nitty gritty and find out where did we go wrong. If you take the time to say, you know, I'm sorry, forgive me, and forgive that person for your being, that way God can move you to where he want to take you and start having hate and grudges towards one another. We're not going to get nowhere doing it, holding grudges or being hateful to one another. Again, I just encourage, you know, you guys to come out and listen. Enjoy yourself. There's a lot of things we can talk about, some positive things. We have to look whatever we face and face to face. Because somebody might come up here and have been on, went through that storm that you are already in and don't know where to turn to. And when we talk to each other, we want to talk in confidence. You know, it's not for us, you to go and tell everybody somebody's business. It's about how can we trust another brother? How can we be there to support them and not talk about them, hold each other accountable? You know, again, this is gonna be something. It's gonna be awesome. Again, I'm gonna do shows on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. 30-minute shows. I'm gonna have something good for next Wednesday, but I just wanted to come out and let the brothers know that we're back, that the barbershop is here. You know, to be honest, I miss doing it. And I know some people miss me doing it. You know, this is something God gave me. And I apologize to him for not sticking with it. You know, no matter who comes or who, if you come, you come, you don't, I still got to do what he called me to do. And this is where my passion is. You know, supporting and uplifting my brothers. I don't care what color you are, what your race is. We bleed the same blood and it's red. Can you imagine if we all come together and do what God called us to do, be great men, to lead our families to Christ and leave legacy for our kids? Anything happen to us, that our wives and our children be good, they won't have to worry about nothing. How much better a relationship would be with our wives, our girlfriends, our family. We built that relationship with Christ. Like I said, I'm gonna be very transparent. You know, I don't hold nothing back. Like again, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. I'm still learning. We all still learn. We can't think we better than each other. We can't think that we know it all. I don't know it all. But I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to share things that I have learned. And why not? All men come together and do that. Help each other out. That's what it's all about. Again, this is your boy Deacon Chauncey Odom, the hottest blog talk radio show, The Barbershop. Our new show that started on Wednesday night is called Brothers to Brothers. I will be your host. Again, the barbershop will come back. Don't know when, but this is where it has to start at first, right here. The Brothers to Brothers. And hopefully the Lord will put it where me and my wife can come together speaking with the Odoms, get downright, transparent. Just talk about everyday life issues. Talk about God, read scriptures, pray for each other. I mean, we need this in these time and days. We do. And I'm hoping that, that day comes where we can do Sisters on Fire. That's going to be awesome for the women. So, brothers, encourage your wives or your girlfriends to stay tuned for that. Like I said, but right now, this is what we're going to do right now, brothers to brothers. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Don't be afraid to come. You won't have to say nothing unless you want to, unless you led to say something. You just want to listen, that's fine and dandy. So again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the hottest block talk radio show. The Barbershop, this show is called Brothers to Brothers. So again, my time is running out. This is just the intro. Next week, 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, this is what the Barbershop is going to bring to the fellas. It's called Brothers to Brothers. And remember the script of Proverbs 27:17. That's our foundation, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom. Thank you. Good night. Be blessed. The barbershop is back.